There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. One more win.
Yeah!
Just one more win. Well, and then a lot more wins after that. But we got to get this next one out of the way. Welcome in, everybody. So happy to be here with you on the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan. Name of our show is Ben and Woods. It's Just an honor to be able to broadcast to you this morning. I felt this morning that this morning snuck up on me a little bit. I looked up and I said, "Oh my God, it is almost time to roll." We will talk about everything that transpired last night. Got some good stories for you guys as well. But overall, man, I'm exhausted. I'm fried, but I feel so happy inside. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Holy smokes, guys.
Good morning.
One win away. One win away from advancing to the National League Championship Series.
Nine is the magic number.
Nine's the magic number.
I have to start by just absolutely telling Padres fans, you are incredible.
Elite.
It was maybe one of the best things I've ever seen at a sporting event in my life. The atmosphere inside the ballpark, around the ballpark, the energy that you all brought. And I count, even if you weren't at the game, I count the entire city. You could feel everybody was watching, everybody was supporting, everybody was loving. It was so different than the feeling at Dodger Stadium over the weekend.
Yeah.
There's so much anger and hostility in that place. You'll like walk in and it's not a happy, excited place the way Petco Park was. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a hater of the Dodgers, and I know there's a lot of fans up there, but it just was different. It was special, and anyone who, hey man, I promise you the Dodgers noticed it as well. Even though they were cheering against those Dodgers, I guarantee you every player walks in and goes, this is an incredible, incredible atmosphere for baseball, and Padres fans and Tier 1s that were out there, and so many of them said hello as I was walking around the ballpark yesterday in downtown. You guys are just amazing, and I just had to say that off the bat.
Yeah, Max Muncy, among other things that he said yesterday, but that was one of the things that he said when he was highlighting, you know, the Petco Park and the atmosphere of Petco. I was there. It was bananas. Now, I didn't get there as early as I wanted to. We got a little bit of a late jump, Hannah and I did, but we drove down. It was like, I felt like a kid going to Disneyland. You know, the traffic was, it was pretty bad. But here's what you do. You know, you always hear about it in, well, other markets, right, that have a lot of traffic. Wow, I can't get there till the third. I mean, it's the traffic. Well, you leave early. You figure it out, and you leave early. You move things around. I had two babysitters, one, like, working shifts. Like, if there's a will, there's a way. So we got down there. We were only, like, 40 minutes before first pitch. So by the time we got some food, got to our seats, it was time for, you know, all of the festivities. We timed it out pretty well. But sitting in that car for an hour and a half, waiting, just, I think I maxed out at like 24 miles an hour after the split. Honestly, like, we hit the split, 24 was like my limit, right until we got downtown. But it was an excruciating drive, and you feel like a little kid on your way to Disneyland. You're like, I just want to get there. I want to get on a ride. Just get me to the park. I got to get a funnel cake. I got to get a corn dog. I got to get on the GD ride right now. This is brutal. And Hannah's talking to me, and I'm like, yeah, sure. I just want to get there. So finally park, walk in, and I got to tell you, dude, the feeling, like you just mentioned, the rally towels, the people smiling, so happy to be down there. The weather was perfect. And then you look up, and it's time for game time, and there's not an empty seat in there. Not one. Everybody was on time. Everybody was loud. Everybody was ready to party. It was an excruciatingly painful game to be at, but it was incredible. I loved every second of it. Now, I will tell you this. Paulie asked me this morning, are you going to go tonight? I go, uh-uh. No chance. I'm not cut out for two nights in a row. I woke up this morning, and I felt like I got hit by a train. I drank a big old green juice just to let... I'm so emotionally fried right now. I gotta watch this game on TV.
Like,
I got
a game,
to.
A potential game like tonight is the reward for suffering through the anxiety-ridden Tuesday night
you spent. You're absolutely right. You are not wrong. I don't know that there's a wrong answer here, but Sheil Seidler could text me and be like, you want to sit in my seat tonight? I'd be like, I can't make it. I'm sorry. I can't I can't do the traffic again. I cannot. Right,
if she texts you that, I'll take that.
She's actually the only one. but Paulie, I'm telling you, I saw my kids for 3 minutes yesterday also, and I'm like, I want to watch this game with my kids. I want to watch this game with Bo. I want to, you know, hopefully clinch this thing tonight. But I'm so spent, bro. You don't understand. I had my hoodie up over my head and looking at the ground. If anybody was in my section, you probably might have taken a picture of me. I was staring at the ground. I could not watch when we were on defense, man. It was so painful.
And it underscores, I mean, as you, I'm sure there's a lot of fans waking up feeling that way, how stressful that was every pitch, and you feel exhausted just from watching. And it just underscores that these players who, this is their livelihood, this is what they've put, you know, years and years of work into for one little chance at this moment. And they have to go through this every day. And they're not just watching with the stress. Oh. They have to perform. You know, their livelihood is riding on it. They're getting drilled by fastballs and fouling pitches off
their knees,
sprinting
and stuff,
sliding. And they have to get up. And they don't get a choice to watch the game at home on TV tonight. They got to go and do it all over again and perform once again tonight. It feels like there should be a week off between playoff games, like football season.
Yeah.
Like, just do one every Sunday, and we'll play game two next week. Because it just feels like it's too much.
I thought the same thing this morning, driving in, eyes were cloudy. I've got that thing that I get from screaming real loud. I told Hannah this morning, I go, I have that, like, I screamed so much last night that my head hurts. Like, my head is really, like, it hurts. I'm like, I think I'm going to pop a blood vessel. So I don't think it's really good for my health if I get out there and scream like I did last night. But it was incredible. I loved every second. Somebody says an aneurysm. You spelled it wrong, too. That's the English. That's the one word. Well, there's a lot, but that's the main word in the English language. Guy comes up to me on the street, puts a gun to my head. If you spell aneurysm, you get to walk.
There's a Y in there.
Y in there. Your boy is dead. Spell aneurysm right now or you die. I'll be like, all right, pull the trigger. I've got no A-N-Y-E-U-R-S-Y-M. I have no idea. No idea. He spelled it wrong in the chat, too. That's how I feel. My head is tight. So I need to go home. I need to be amongst my family, and I need to just watch this game. Now, it won't be peaceful. I'll be pacing and screaming and stuff as usual, but watching that game in person last night, after the sixth inning, the joy of the sixth or the second inning, and then the pain, the agony of the comeback. And then the ensuing brilliant pitching on both sides. Oh, my God. They didn't do a damn thing. Neither did we. Hannah looked at me. She goes, literally nothing happened after that. I go, no, nothing happened. But it felt like I was at a root canal watching that game. It was like laying in a dentist chair, just going, oh, my God, when is this going to end? When is this going to be over? I'm so proud and happy for those guys. There's still so much to talk about, happenings that went on yesterday, comments, little digs, the same old crap that we always hear. Holy smokes, man. I ran into Skip last night. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
I mean, how stressful was it? I saw the stat this morning from OptiStats. The Padres are the first team in MLB history, not just postseason history, but any game in the history of baseball. So we're talking every team, 162 a year for, you know, over a century.
Yeah.
To only score in one inning, not score after the second inning, give up a grand slam, and win the game at the same time. That has never happened in the history of baseball until last night. That's how stressful that was.
It's the fifth time the Padres have done something this year that has never been done in the history of the game.
You just had to hold on for dear life with no safety net for 2+ hours as that game played out with every single pitch when the Dodgers were at the plate after Teoscar's grand slam. At least the tying run was up, if not the winning run or go-ahead run. Every single pitch could have been disaster for 2 hours, and they walked the tightrope all the way from the third inning to the ninth inning without falling.
It's unbelievable. Here's the other reason, Paulie, that I think I would stay home tonight if offered tickets. I was at the game, so I didn't get to hear the broadcast. Now, people sent me little clips. People sent me a picture. My favorite picture I got last night was after the Padres scored 6 runs, and it's 6-1. There is a picture of Ken Rosenthal in the Dodgers dugout interviewing Dave Roberts, and it looks like he was about to cry. I'm not kidding. People were like, you have to go see this.
Which one, Ken or Dave?
Ken.
Or both of them.
Ken. Well, Ken's face looked like he was about to cry. And they said, Woodsy, you have to hear this broadcast. And I said, well, I'm at the game. I can't do it. I was talking to my dad this morning. I go, I loved being at the game. It was so electric and epic to be there. I said, but my forte is watching the broadcast, coming in the next day and shredding them. I can't do that today because I didn't see it. I saw one clip of John Smoltz and Joe Davis absolutely pantsless talking about a fly ball. That's incredible. And I want to play it for you guys. It's a fly ball. And to hear them talk about this fly ball, you would have thought the guy put it out into the streets. It was incredible. So I know you guys, if you stayed home and watched the game, you saw it. You were texting me. You were DMing me. You were tweeting at me. You're never going to believe this. You're never going to believe that. I have to hear it. I have to hear it tonight. I want to hear it in their voices if the Padres can take care of business at home. That, to me, is better than being there. That's better than being there. The Joe Davis having to interview Fernando Tatis Jr. last night, I need to hear that. I need all of this. That's my favorite part of it. You know, being the petty troll that I am, I want to hear it. I got to see it and hear it, and it let it anger me.
I know everyone wants to hear Jesse's calls. We've got all of those coming up in our Padres wrap-up. We will set the menu when we come back. But speaking of Jesse, remember yesterday when we had Jeff Passan on and he gave the incorporator word for Jesse?
2 days ago.
Days ago, and he gave the incorporator word for Jesse for yesterday. Jesse not only pulled it off, he gave a bonus one for Jeff as well. So we'll play that for you when we come back. Set the menu and then off and running on a unbelievable Wednesday morning here, San Diego. I know we're all tired, but we are up. We are excited. And we are continuing this playoff run with you on San Diego's number one sports station, the home of the Padres. Let's check traffic right now with Kelly Danick on 97.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sleepwithinsurance.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I did hear some of Jesse's call because I had to head back to the TV station in the eighth inning last night. So I heard him actually call the end of the game as I was driving back into the gates at Channel 10. And he did a phenomenal job, as you'd expect. But with so much tension and so much stress in that game, really couldn't imagine also having to add in an incorporator. But not only did he do that, Paulie says he added in two. He caught the interview with Jeff Passan and wanted to give him a little bonus yesterday.
Yeah, do you want to play the clip with Passan first?
Sure, go ahead. So this was from Monday when Jeff Passan joined us.
And before I go, guys, Jesse Agler, the incorporator, defenestrate.
We've exhausted the English language for Jesse. He nails it every time. I have backups.
Promulent.
Okay, the fake Simpsons word. I love that one. That's a good one. We haven't done that one yet.
I like onomatopoeia. Could we do boing?
Boing.
Boing.
That's a great one. How about that? Boing.
Boing.
All right.
So we go to the sixth inning, I believe it was yesterday. Max Muncy up to bat.
1-0 is downstairs. 2 balls and no strikes. That's not a complaint, of course. It's great to see everybody behaving themselves, both on the field and in the stands. And there was a video that, you know, came out on social media after the game on Sunday night of one of the nincompoops at Dodger Stadium throwing something into the Padre bullpen, and Estrada was really upset, understandably. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Reality is somebody throws a souvenir soda at you. It doesn't go boing. It hurts. And situation got pretty ugly there the other night.
Just for Jeff Passan right
nailed
there. congratulations to Jesse. Nailed it last night, as he always does. And so glad we get to continue to hear Jesse and Tony going forward. Game four is tonight, again, at 6:08 with a 5:08 EcoWater SoCal pregame show. As the Padres try to wrap up the series, we will, of course, talk about the decision, if you didn't catch it after the game last night, that Dylan Cease is going to start Woods on 3 days rest. For the first time in his career, Padres are going to send him out early. I know we'll both have some thoughts on that, Padres fans with thoughts on that. They could have gone with Martin Perez, could have gone, you know, pieced together a bullpen game, but they are going to ask Dylan Cease to come back after, you know, game one, 3 days rest, and try to pitch again in game four tonight.
Yeah, you want my thoughts on it now?
We can hold. I just wanted to tease it. Want to set the menu for the show today. We've got our Padres wrap-up coming up in our next segment. We will also, of course, have our Big League Wednesday and get playoff thoughts from our friends Adam Jones at 7:35 and Brett Boone at 8:35 following the entire postseason. The Mets, of course, moved one win away from the National League Championship Series yesterday as well. So
dirt nap, dude.
If the Padres and Mets can get just one of the next two, they'd be on a collision course for the NLCS, which, of course, the Padres would own home field advantage in that series. So it's possible game one of the NLCS could be at Petco Park on Sunday. We're not there yet, but that is something that is certainly now an increasingly likely possibility because of the Mets' win over the Phillies in game three yesterday. They also will play game four today. Other than that, obviously, we're just focusing in on last night's game. Everything that happened, there were so many subtle moments, Woods, in the game last night as well, that contributed to the big inning for the Padres. Obviously, huge performances by the bullpen, one after another, just coming in and getting the job done. And that goes back to A.J. Preller, the moves he made in the offseason, and, of course, the moves he made at the trade deadline that came back and paid off in just an absolutely enormous, enormous way last night in that game.
Yeah, it's watching that inning last night, and then obviously watching the guys come in out of the bullpen one after the other and just pound the zone, not give in at all, be fearless, you know, all of the things that you need, supreme confidence, and their manager having supreme confidence in them. Obviously, the four-out save from Robert Suarez was one of the coolest things I have ever seen. And my wife said, I don't like this. And I said, I trust him. I was texting people that were texting me. I trust him. I had to feel that way. I did not want to let myself do the death spiral about Robert Suarez and his struggles in a few innings, you know, in a few outings this year. And I did think of Class A the other night. I did think of Edwin Diaz. I did think of Devin Williams, you know, who served it up and lost the game for the Brewers. These are elite closers. And I thought to myself, I've seen this guy do it too many times this season. And with a couple of days off, he's well rested. I love that move. I love it. I know Tanner Scott only threw 8 pitches. I know it. But when you give up a knock, you know, if Tanner Scott had, you know, he had gotten that lefty out, gotten Freeman out, no problem. Great move. I loved it. I loved the matchup with Teoscar, and so did Schulte. And I just said, I got to trust this guy right now or I'm going to vomit.
I saw the sentiment echoed a few times on social media. Padres gave up a lot in terms of prospects to pick up Tanner Scott in particular, a rental, a guy who's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. And when you do that, you have no idea if you'll ever be in that situation where you truly need him. But I'd imagine when A.J. Preller was looking at his options, and, you know, it's late July, and he goes, if we want to win the World Series, we'll probably have to go through the L.A. Dodgers at some point in the postseason. That will mean we will have to face two incredibly talented left-handed hitters at the, you know, top of their lineup in Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. We need a guy who can get Ohtani specifically out. And that was Tanner Scott. And they paid a hefty price to get him without ever knowing that they'd make the playoffs, that they'd be there for sure, that they'd face the Dodgers. But it was a possibility, and it certainly came to fruition last night when they needed to protect a one-run lead for 6-plus innings to get that job done with one guy handing the ball to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next.
It's the super pen that you dreamed of. You saw it happen on more than one occasion this season, and they executed last night. And again, the strong moves. And hey, I'll tell you this. I thought Dave Roberts managed a really good game too. There was one chance last night where I went, oh, he's doing it. He did it. He's chasing it for Walker Buehler. He let Walker Buehler talk him into staying on the mound. Who the hell was up?
Banda.
No, who was up?
In the bullpen?
For the Padres.
Oh, who was up?
It was righty-lefty, I think. Was it a rise or something?
It was So Jackson Merrill.
Oh,
was
they
up,
had Banda ready,
and Banda was ready to face Merrill.
And so he I think he had a strike on him or one or something. He put him on. So they walked Merrill. So now it's like, oh, so you didn't bring in Banda to face Merrill.
They had a wild
Merrill
pitch that got Manny to second.
That's
once
right.
The base was open at first, they intentionally walked Merrill to bring up Bogarts,
and then left Buehler in to face the righty, and he got out of it. And I thought to myself, that's still the wrong decision. It just worked out in your favor. You still chased a moment there, in my opinion. But I think other than that, I thought he managed a really nice game, too. He's had guys banged up. And I'll tell you, when Miguel Rojas came out of the game and Tommy Edman went to short, I was like, oh, no. What I didn't understand, and hopefully Dave's not listening this morning, there's a guy on your bench that is pretty much the heart and soul of your team. Like, he's your jerks in Profar. Didn't play. Kike Hernandez. Didn't play. Kike Hernandez should have had
postseason success before with that team.
Like what? What are you doing? Kike can play center field. Andy Pias against a right, like against a slew of righties, makes no sense to me. But I'm glad. I'm glad. I looked at that. But other than that, I thought both skippers managed the game pretty well. I mean, it could have gotten out of hand for both teams, and it didn't. But what it boils down to is massively brilliant execution on Jason Adams' part, on Robert Suarez's part, on Tanner Scott's part, on Jeremiah Estrada's part. They were and deserve all the credit. All the credit.
Let's take our break. When we come back, we'll get into the six-run inning, all the little moments that made that possible, and just how electric it was at Petco Park last night while this was all going on. So glad to see you all with us this morning. It's Ben and Woods and Paul on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So it's hard to surprise, at least me, when it comes to your surprise guest to throw out a first pitch. I mean, you know, Tom DeLonge was not surprising in the first series. Tony Hawk, like, okay, but I totally, like,
dope,
that makes
so
a lot
cool
of sense. That was cool. I truly was surprised yesterday when they brought out Jorge Alfaro.
You're going to be mad at me.
To throw out the first pitch.
You're going to be mad at me. I knew.
You knew,
yeah.
And you didn't reveal it. Well, you know what? You're right. You shouldn't have revealed it.
I had a
that
I
was
had
a surprise.
Go San Diego.
I had a tip.
I felt like the Padres were surprised too. Like, players looked like they were also not in the know, and they saw him and go, "Oh wow, look who's here!"
You
who's
know, we,
back.
And we talked about it before the show this morning a little bit, and you know, if you're a team, you can bring back legacy players. You know, Dave Winfield is here, right? Padres Hall of, you know, whatever.
There's Dodgers brought out Eric Karros on Saturday, and they had Reggie Smith on Sunday. Like, totally expected.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's something that I love that this went against the grain a little bit. And then we all think back to how much we loved him, right? How much we loved covering him in spring training. Remember that year? When we were there, we set up at 5:30. That dude walked in every day while it was still dark outside. Every day. What's up, fellas? How you doing, man? Good to see you. He was the first dude that we loved him. And then he had these huge moments for them that season. Whatever happened, where he did not get an AB or get to play. You know, listen, there were a million rumors about it. He was obviously a fan favorite. He had some big hits for us. When I heard he was coming out, man, I was so excited to see him because I loved the other night. Maybe it was after the Braves. He tweeted LFGSD. Like, he was super stoked that his guys, you know, beat the Braves and went. I don't know that he's still in baseball. I know he bounced around on a couple of teams. But when he came out last night, the smile on his face just warmed my heart. So I'm watching, and he walks out to the mound, and now Morahone's catching him. And so Morahone was giving him like the, all right, your turn. Hit the spot. You know, hit the spot. So he throws it. They hug. Manny, Crony, all these guys are walking. Manny looks at him and shakes his head and starts laughing and then pats his heart. And it was really sweet. And then Crony looks at him and just starts dying laughing, shaking his head. They were really happy to see him. It was a cool, cool moment. And again, he doesn't have some big legacy with the San Diego Padres, but that moment, those moments he gave us, the LFGSD, all that.
But he represents good vibes.
Oh my God, he's the ultimate good vibe guy. So I just thought it was so, so cool to see. I love him. I always loved him. And I'm glad he was back. And I'm glad he's still rooting for the guys, man. It was really cool.
And then the game gets underway, and you have the ultimate deja vu. when Mookie Betts is at the plate in the first inning. We've
Unreal.
Got all of this for you coming up. It's our Padres wrap-up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh, my God. I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
3-2, hit in the air to deep left field. Profar going back. Robbed one against him the other night. At the wall, leaps up. He can't get it. Nearly robbed another. But it is a home run for Betts. So Betts, who got fooled one way by Profar the other day, gets fooled the other way by Profar here today. And with that little wall in left field, Jurickson almost made an identical catch against Betts. But this time a little bit out of his reach. And a home run, 1-0 Dodgers. 0-1. Bogarts, little tapper up the middle. Rojas charges it short. Going to go to second on his own. Not in time. Throw to first. Not in time. And Machado scores. It's 1-1. And the Dodgers still don't have an out. 1-2 on the ground sharply. Fair up the first baseline. Going to roll to the right field corner. Merrill's on his way home. Bogarts is being waved. Peralta stops at second. No relay to the plate. A two-run double and a 3-1 Padre lead as everybody in the building waves their golden towels. 3-1 Padres. Here's the pitch. Kyle swings, sends it in the air to center field and deep. Edmund is going back. He's got room. He'll make the catch in front of the warning track. Plenty deep to get Peralta home from third base. Sack fly, Kyle Higashioka, and a 4-1 Padre lead. Here's the 0-2. And Tatis sends it in the air. Deep to left field. Hernandez is back, looking up. Gonna go! Two-run homer, Fernando Tatis Jr. And it is a six-run second inning. Here's the 1-2. And Hernandez swings, sends it in the air to deep center field. Merrill's going back, tracking it on the warning track. He is at the wall, leaps up, it's going to go. A grand slam for Teoscar Hernandez, who basically walked halfway up the first baseline, now into his trot, and we got ourselves a ball game here at Petco. Hernandez, first home run of the postseason, and a one-run game here in the third. Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman here in the eighth. The 2-2 pitch, taken on the outside corner. Strike three called, and Tanner Scott strikes out Ohtani for the third consecutive game. Pitch on the way, Muncy swings and misses strike three. Chased 100-mile-an-hour heat up and out of the zone. One away here in the ninth. 3-2, Suarez delivers luck, swings and misses strike three. Suarez and the Padres have beat L.A., and they take a 2-1 lead in the National League Division Series.
I really just appreciate this group, the way they compete, the way they carry themselves. Just love the – it's a good ball game. You know, they showed up, and it was just nice to actually, you know, first pitch be thrown, and we're just playing baseball. So that was great. And, great atmosphere in Petco tonight. Crowd was phenomenal. Clearly, you know, I thought a difference maker and a part of what we were doing tonight, and we felt them, so that was great. But the guys came out and just played baseball and executed, and that was always pleased to see that. Proud of this group. Love them.
Oh, man. Skip got me ready to rip somebody's throat out today, man. He handled himself so brilliantly yesterday. Brilliantly. With all the crap going on, all the narratives. And, you know, we spent a good chunk of the morning yesterday talking about everything that had gone down. I did go to the team store after, got my Machado jersey, and wore it proudly last night. We spent, like I said, a good chunk talking about it yesterday. Then the game starts, and you're like, all right, we got to get back to baseball. And we all agreed there's not going to be any carryover tonight. It's over. You know, nobody's going to hit anybody. Nobody's going to dot anybody. Nobody's going to run mouth or anything like that. It was a very clean baseball game, a very good baseball game, a very nerve-wracking baseball game, and holy crap, man, to be able to come out with that win. I will say, though, once they got down 6-1, I'm so glad I didn't tweet, oh my God, it worked. They're cooked. Like, they're absolutely cooked. You do have to tip your hat for the Dodgers, singling Michael King to death, and then one big swing. And next thing you know, they're right back in it, man. Just like that. That's how good that team is. They have the potential to do that.
Well, of course, we talked yesterday about why the Dodgers and Dave Roberts did what they did. And we all agreed they needed to change the energy somehow.
Big
change
time.
The focus, try to, you know, distract the Padres, derail them somehow. And we wondered, well, is it going to work? For a team that needed a change in narrative, though, they got it in the first inning. I mean, that Mookie Betts, exact same fly ball to left field with Profar having a chance to make that catch, do something that probably could never be duplicated in the history of baseball, to rob the same guy in essentially the same spot in two consecutive playoff
in
games.
In the billions.
And to have it come so close. It did touch his glove.
He told
teammates in the dugout, it touched my glove. And it was maybe an inch away from being one of the all-time great baseball playoff moments. But instead, it could have been a narrative.
You literally saw Mookie was running off the field.
Yeah, he thought he was cooked again. I mean, you know, a lot of fans thought that Profar had it. You can never tell based on Profar's reaction. I mean, it's like complete surprise to everybody. But for a narrative changer, if I'm the Dodgers, isn't that a sign from the heavens? All right, this is our game now. These things are turning around. This went our way this time, and we're going to run with that. And for the Padres to then come out in that second inning against Walker Buehler, and not, you know, it was such a typical Padres inning. Walker Buehler did not strike anybody out in that outing yesterday. Padres put the ball in play. Not always hard. You know, Manny didn't rip that single to lead off the inning, but good at bat. Gets on base. Then what happens? Jackson Merrill hits the ground ball that shows what an unbelievable heady player Manny Machado is. Probably the smartest baseball person maybe, you know, the game has ever seen. Instinctually, just knowledge of the game. And he talked about what happened when he was running to second base. Something that he said, yeah, we worked on that in spring training. You know, Mike Schill has ready for that. It never comes up. I mean, never comes up. For it to finally come up, for the first time in my life, I had a situation where he knows where Freddie Freeman is playing.
Knows where he caught it.
He knows kind of in his mind, just because he knows baseball so well, okay, Freddie has had to make a play, go down for it, so he's going to have to make this throw from just inside the bag. So where do I need to be? Without looking. He never turned around. It's just all in his mind. And you'll notice, as the ball is about to reach him, Manny, like, cocks his head to the left, as though he can feel it somehow coming, and, like, he just kind of has that turn as he's there, and it goes off of him and changes the course of that entire inning, the entire game, and perhaps the entire season for two teams. When that ball ticks off of his shoulder/helmet, exactly where it hit him, I wasn't quite sure. But that is Manny Machado's baseball instincts on display, his knowledge, his preparation. Again, it goes back to spring training, something they work on. You don't even think about that. That's a Mike Schilt thing as well. The tiny nuances of the game that he wants his team to be a master of. And that sets up, of course, everything that happens after that. The Dodgers made some mistakes as well. Rojas not getting any outs on the ground ball by Xander Bogaerts.
That's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Rojas is a good defender, man. And that made no sense whatsoever. And, yeah, man, I ran into Skip Schumacher right after that, and we chatted for a while. I go, well, how about that base running, man? And he goes, that's how you're taught to do it. He goes, just nobody does it anymore. No one does it anymore. And he said, that's exactly how you do it. That dude's IQ is off the charts. Baseball IQ is something I've asked the question before. How do you get it? You know, how do you get it? And there's no answer for it. It's just something. It's repetition. It's wanting to know, wanting to accept the baseball IQ that's out there, like making sure that that's a priority. I try to tell my 6-year-old, be thinking five plays ahead. What happens if you go left, if you go right, if it's in front of you, if it's over your head? Those are the things that just come naturally to him, and it's such a heady play. And I think my favorite part, other than the win, was watching Dodger fans scream on Twitter that it was illegal somehow, that he did something illegal.
Dennis Lynn wrote about that this morning. There's nothing illegal. The broadcast even said, hey, that could have been called interference.
It could not.
Now, you can't, like, if... if the thrower at second base is trying to complete a double play, you can't like throw your arms in the air and knock the ball
obviously
down.
Yep.
But if you're running
if
the
it's
other
on a tag,
if you're running the other way, you don't have to run in a straight line.
Right.
They're not trying to tag you out. You're just trying to get to the base. In fact, if you're not running in a straight line, usually that's an advantage to the defensive team. It takes longer to get to the base.
Yes.
So there's no rule against it. Manny was simply playing heady, instinctual baseball
there.
Then you get David Peralta, who has been kind of the unsung, that backup platoon guy who has come through now two straight games with two enormous hits, driving in four runs here in the postseason to give the Padres the 3-1 lead. Great at-bat by Higgy, you know, gets the sack fly deep enough to score. Not the fastest runner in Peralta, like not just any fly ball does that, gets it all the way out there. And then, of course, Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, what else are you going to say? He has been so locked in. I mean, the ball must look gigantic as it's coming to the plate for Tatis right now. I'm surprised they got him out, three times after that or whatever, four times after that. He did hit another rocket to the wall in center that they did catch later in the game. But that home run and that moment in the ballpark and the fans and how loud they were, it is something I will never forget the rest of my life.
Me neither. It was an incredible moment. And watching him stand there and look at it, look at the dugout, you know, again, tough day for Fernando Tatis Jr. yesterday. Caught in the crosshairs again. You know, again, he's a grown man out there playing. The broadcast constantly bringing up everything he's done wrong in his life. He's having a monster postseason. And, of course, then, you know, Ken Rosenthal's got to write an article calling him a dancing peacock. And he noticed. He put it on his Instagram story, a little peacock emoji after the game. And
Rosenthal actually just earlier in the hour wrote a new article about Fernando Tatis Jr., and I've been skimming through it here the last couple of minutes. It's titled, Padres Fernando Tatis Jr. Meets the Moment in Spectacular October So Far. No mention whatsoever, no retracting of his statement yesterday.
The peacock or anything like
just
that.
Just solely focusing on how red hot Fernando is, and it's all factually correct and fair. But I was waiting, I was skimming through the article, and I'm waiting for the yesterday, you know, I wrote some words I regret or nothing.
We'll talk about that too, because our friend Tommy put out a little side by side yesterday that I thought was pretty important to read. And again, I'm not casting aspersions at Ken Rosenthal at all. I don't even know if he realizes, you know, the way that he comes off in some of these articles. And it was a brilliant comparison between Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. And I want you to listen to how it's framed. Two very similar players with two similar backgrounds, some checkered incidents, all, by the way, all on the field. Off the field, two brilliant, beautiful, kind citizens that have done great, great things. Never heard an issue about either player off the field. We're talking between the lines, very similar trajectories, very. One is painted with one brush. One is painted the other. I'm going to read it to you. And it really opened my eyes. And I went, Ken's got to be better. He's got to be better. We all do. Everyone's got to be better about the way you talk about players and people. And, you know, there's these little words that you say that you go, huh, that doesn't feel right. A smiling, dancing peacock is weird to say about a grown man that is out there playing the game with unbridled passion. Unbridled. Every kid sees him dance. Every lady in there sees him dance. Every man wants to be him, right?
Well, and I loved the other part of that paragraph from Rosenthal talked about Profar being the kid who pulls the fire alarm in school and then turns and
right
goes,
there.
Who, me? And then the Padres
saying, who, us?
Who, us? On their final score.
These are grown men out there. And Calcaterra, you read it, some of it yesterday, Benny, wrote a really nice piece about it again, talking about sports writers need to evolve, and there needs to be an evolution.
There was a lot of speculation that the Padres banned Ken Rosenthal from their dugout. We do have an update for you on that story. We will bring it to you coming up next. Do not go away. More Ben and Woods after this quick timeout on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.